Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Are you a podcaster or would-be podcaster? Want to know how to shortcut the publishing process and reduce the gazillion steps you have to do before you can actually publish your episode? I'm talking about tagging, then uploading to your hosting provider, then writing your show notes, all using several different software. What if there was a way to do everything in one place? Well, there is. Introducing PrestoPod. PrestoPod is a content management system that helps me plan, organize, and publish every episode in minutes. Here's how I use PrestoPod. After Auphonic spits out the MP3 file of my interviews, I log into my PrestoPod account, select my MP3 file, and hit publish. PrestoPod adds ID3 tags and pushes everything to Libsyn and WordPress in minutes. That's it. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how easy it is to publish your podcast by going to www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod. Again, that's www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod. Women of the world, Marie Grace Berg here, and welcome to the Today's Leading Women Show, where real stories, real inspiration, and real takeaways are shared by women for women. Today's featured guest is Doreen Cumberford. Doreen is the founder of Life is Portable. Live it everywhere you go. She speaks, teaches, and coaches on how to create wonderful transitions in the midst of global moves. A native of Scotland, Doreen has worked for Her Majesty's Foreign and Commonwealth Office, corporate America while overseas, and as an entrepreneur in business in the United States. Living overseas on 4 continents and in 7 countries, including the Middle East, for 17 years, she has a unique perspective and approach to movement, innovation, and change. Known for bold ideas, creative solutions, and playfulness, Doreen loves to help audiences rock their re-entries by managing the massive change that occurs while moving around the globe. To learn more, I'd love for you to pick up her freebie called Expat Toolkit. It's literally a sanity kit for women traveling around the world while working. And you can get that freebie by going to her Facebook group, Ask to Join. It's free to join, but you have to ask to join the group. It's called Expat Dream Builders. So go to facebook.com, type in Expat Dream Builders, so you can get this freebie that Doreen is giving us. It's called Expat Toolkit. Doreen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello, Marie. Happy to be here.
I am delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. Thank you. Now, Doreen, let's take our listeners to your journey as entrepreneur, you know, touching upon the defining moments, the challenges, the successes, and of course, what's next in your business. So, let's start in with you sharing us your unique story from where you were when you started your business to where you are right now.
Thank you. I'd love to. So I was born in Scotland, and I think if you look back at your life, we have these little moments, little defining moments. And one defining moment for me at 6 years old was when my mother actually had residential lodgers in the house. And these lodgers, because my mother's very Scottish, you know, so you don't waste money, you don't waste time, and you don't waste, apparently, space. And so we had Russian consulate members in the 60s living in our house. And it was so great because I believe that as a six-year-old, I was given the gift of inspiration and travel. I was taught how to appreciate Russian classical music. My dad was taught how to play chess, and I was encouraged to be a ballerina. And so I believe that if we look back in our lives, we will see where the seeds are sown of the greatness that we are to become later in life. And that is continually happening and generating within us. So I moved from there around the world, and most recently was in Saudi Arabia for 15 years. Now, while in Saudi Arabia, I believe that I relinquished a lot of my power. When people came to the door to fix things, it was quite common that you would be brushed aside and the plumber would talk to your husband, and only the men could drive. And the women out in public downtown would be covered with an abaya. And I believe that for that period in my life, I did start to shut down systematically. I began to give up my power and feel a little bit powerless. However, after leaving Saudi and during the last 5 years of Saudi, I realized that there was an amazing gift in this experience. And I'm now writing the book, Life in the Camel Lane. Life is portable, live it everywhere you are. Because for me, it was almost a subconscious choice because of the environment I was living in to disempower myself. But then thereafter, I discovered that I did not need to do that. And the last 5 years I was in Saudi, I really began to have a greater sense of, you know, although our circumstances and the countries we live in and the cultures we live in impress things upon us, it is actually always consciously or subconsciously, it's our own personal choices that create the wonderful lives that we choose to live. So in a nutshell, Russians in Glasgow to Saudi Arabia. That's my story.
I love your story. I mean, some way, somehow, my story is almost like you. I mean, I grew up in the Philippines. We moved to the US in late 90s and then met my husband, and now living in Norway half of the time and half of the time in the US. I certainly pick up certain things, the cultural ways from all these different countries, different cultures, different people. And before that, I was working on board a cruise ship that went all over the seven continents of the world. So I met other different people, and that really helped me understand other people, ways of doing things, lives, languages, and like that. And that really helped me see the world in a wider perspective. It really opened a lot of my views about world and people. So love that you shared that one with us, because maybe some of our listeners, they might have not been in other countries. And by you and us sharing our story, they can start thinking about the world is a small world. And nowadays with technology that we can connect to both online and offline, really it makes it even smaller. And we really have to open ourselves and our views into other cultures as well. So that's very inspiring. But let's talk about some of the misconceptions. You know, I'm sure you've heard some people or lots of people, you know, having these certain beliefs or certain limiting beliefs or some misconceptions about having this type of business that you have, especially in the coaching space, for example. A lot of people have misconceptions about or an online business or a portable business that you have, helping, you know, other people. Especially who are traveling or who are mobile, live it everywhere you go. I mean, I love that slogan that you have, life is portable, live it everywhere you go. So share with us, what are some of these misconceptions that people have about this type of business that you are in?
Well, I believe that life is a lively process of becoming. Douglas MacArthur was the first person to say that. And that idea was really where I generated the idea of life is portable. and living it everywhere you go. While I think that there's a misconception that the culture can hold you back. And I actually bought that idea when I was in Saudi Arabia for a number of years. For the first 5 years I was there, it was very frustrating not to be able to drive. For the next 5 years, I drove in the desert. My daughter learned to drive on the pipeline roads. We went out Scottish country dancing out in the desert, and I got to drive. So there were ways around it, and I could drive on our very small 21 square mile compound. But no faster, mind you, than about 45 kilometers an hour or 50 kilometers an hour. So the misconception that these things hold us back is a complete myth that I think that we need to bust. Because every day that we're alive, we are given 24 amazing hours to spend. And we can choose a lot of the way we want to feel. We can choose where we want to go. We have so many choices. But we often have this recording playing in the back of our mind that says, oh, well, what if this happens? Or I have this old story. Well, this has never worked in the past. Well, why do I think I could do this now? I've never done it before. Or what if I fail? And what, you know, and I really want to look good all the time. That's another one. What if I don't look good? What if I fail in front of tons and lots of people? What if I make a mistake? So everyone has those limiting beliefs that are like a recording in the back of our minds. And primarily identifying and not getting fascinated by that, because often that's fascinating. It's like, oh yeah, there's that thought again. Let me go dig around and why I think that, or where that came from, or how I could change it. And we spend a lot of time being fascinated by that rather than being galvanized and energized by the possibility and the future, which requires us to think a different thought. So another misconception is that, you know, our thoughts are not something we have control over. And a third misconception, I believe, in the coaching space is that we're sort of speaking into a vacuum. Well, I don't believe that is ever true, because every single soul listening to this podcast today is here for a reason. Nothing happens without a context. And therefore, the fact that, Marie, you have created this podcast, you have put the time, the energy, the work, the focus into creating this podcast, and it is no accident that we meet today, and it is no accident that there are people out there that will be served by this today. So I believe that that's another misconception, that we live our lives in without order. I believe that there is divine order that somehow moves through the nature around us. I am right now in a really abundant place, and I'm looking at trees and at water and rocks and boats. And it is so evident through nature that if we will just live our lives naturally and follow our instincts and stop those old recordings, that we can ultimately have the life that we would just love to live. And so focusing more on what you would love and less on, well, what happened in the past and why you couldn't have what you would love is the space I believe we all need to live in.
Love it. Love those golden nuggets that you shared. Follow your instincts. Focus on what you love versus focusing on what happened in the past. Really, I mean, I know, because I had these limiting beliefs as well myself. I thought that my past determined my future up until I started learning about or listening to personal development stuff, really changed my mindset. And we all have choices. Of course, it's going to be limited, but it's only going to be limited with how much you want to limit yourself. I truly believe that. So,
absolutely.
Right. And life is really what you make of. And I know some people don't have choices that some of us have. We are really privileged. I know maybe in other countries, you know, in other cultures, for example, in Saudi Arabia, women are not, you know, can't drive or are not really, you know, have that opportunity or have that freedom to do that because of the culture. So we are really privileged in where we live right now. So we have to take that opportunity and make those choices so that we can live the kind of life that we want versus just settling in. Because I think the worst thing is to just settle.
Oh, it is. Settling is really not good for the spirit or the body or anything. Yeah. And I think you're right. We actually... getting clear on what can you do with where you are. You know, in India, Mr. Khan of Khan Academy installed a computer in the wall of his house. And there was a slum outside where very, very poor children walked by every day. And the children got curious. They went to the computer. Ultimately, they learned to teach themselves by themselves with no support how to use the computer. Ultimately, those kids were surfing the internet in order to apply to go to school and universities overseas.
Isn't that inspiring?
So these children had nothing. And so I believe that's a great example of how the human spirit really is developed. It's curious. We are naturally curious beings. And if we will feed the curiosity and build from the curiosity rather than the old stories that we have, then we can generate a much more abundant and fun and prosperous life wherever we are, no matter the circumstances. But the question is, what can you do with what you have, where you are, right this minute? And you know that most of us who have a computer, you can write a note to a friend, you could sit down and write a list of gratitudes. There is always some way to surf the infinite instead of the internet. Surfing the infinite of the infinite ideas that are out there.
Serve the infinite, not the internet. Love that. What can you do with what you have right now, right at this minute? Oh, that will be our reflection for today. So for you, our listeners, I hope you reflect on that question. What can you do with what you have right at this moment? I will leave you with that one. But now let's talk about the steps that you took. You know, I want our listeners to really see for themselves. Okay, if somebody out there who's listening want to be a successful coach, for example, or have a message that she or wants to share to the world, what were the steps that you took so that she or he can see for herself? Okay, Doreen started from point A to point B to where she is today, and these are the steps. Are you able to share with us maybe 5 or 7 steps that if you can boil them down to that step so that our listeners can see for themselves, okay, Doreen did it. I can do that too.
Absolutely. So the first thing is get absolutely clear about your vision. Create a vision that has legs. It's the way I describe it. You know, most of us have maybe some hopes, dreams, and they're vague. They're not specific. They're not specific enough for anyone to really act on and get the results. So in order to get a result, you have to have a really, really clear vision. The second thing about that is having 5 ways to sensorize your vision. So when you're considering it, number one, you have to practice it every day, every morning and every evening. It needs to be at the front of your mind. It's almost like living in another reality from the one that you're currently living in. And that's the way that we download our dreams. So sensorizing them by smelling the flowers, feeling the rain on your skin as you go out, or feeling the sunshine or the sand beneath, you know, between your toes as you walk on the beach. Whatever your vision is, write down a list of the very clear senses that you want to experience when you are in reality having this, in this experience. The third thing I would say is being willing to fail forward and fast. Is, you know, with women in particular, one of the things that we do is we hold ourselves back tremendously by the perfectionism that we expect from ourselves. We want things to be perfect. We want them to look perfect. We want them to feel perfect. And instead of just getting out there, you know, I believe life is naturally messy. And if we just accept, you know, it's messy, but do the best in the midst of the mess, then we can overwhelm that procrastination factor and become much more effective. The fourth thing I would say is that we should really figure out what is your passion and what is your experience and what is the unique intersection that only happens in your body, in your experience. Because each of us have had very unique experiences, backgrounds, and there's lots and lots of learnings. You know, before I went to Saudi Arabia, I had a long time ago decided that I wasn't going to have children. You know, children were just not in my future. I was going to be a career woman, travel the world, and children were not in my future. Well, there were other plans were happening. And I unconsciously, you know, put other forces in motion and I became pregnant. Now, the birthing of my daughter was the birthing of not only her new life and my new life as a mother, but a whole new life and a new adventure called Saudi Arabia. Because we interviewed for the job with Saudi Aramco when she was exactly 21 days old. Now, I could not afford to be perfect. I'm not sure flying with a 21-day-old was perfect or not. She ended up with colic and gas for the first time ever. During the interview, she screamed the place down. And yet, they were basically interviewing us as a family, and somehow we passed. And so it wasn't a perfect experience in any shape or form. But it was the beginning of a new life. And we said yes to the adventure. That leads me to the next point. When you have an opportunity or someone in front of you or on the phone, and you're given a choice, always moving in the direction of forward. And usually that's a yes. Sometimes we will have times in our household where we just say, okay, it's yes for the next 2 hours. And so whatever the other person asks of you, you have to say yes and go with it. And it can be scary. It can be daunting. It can be crazy. It can be fun. But just practicing to say, yeah, what if I could? What if I could do this? What if I was really successful? And so those are the five things that I would offer as techniques that each of us needs to practice daily, discipline ourselves with, and have fun. Play full out, have fun. You know, I believe that the human spirit relates to fun. And the more we have, the more we enjoy our lives and the more opened up, we are more heart-centered, open creatures when we're having fun. So I recommend that everybody try to have fun every day and encourage other people to do so at the same time.
The spirit relates to fun. And yes, love that quote. And the steps that you've just given us, that's literally the blueprint for you that you can follow, that Doreen followed herself. So if you see yourself doing this, take this blueprint that Doreen shared, model it, really get clear of your vision, have ways to read. I love that word, sensorize your vision. I mean, involve all the senses, feeling it, smelling it, seeing it, writing it, touching it. And I mean, for me, coming from a corporate background and going to personal development, learning all about this, I call woo-woo stuff. And even my husband still says the woo-woo thing. But it really works. I mean, if I can really see clearly what the things that I want to achieve. And that's because it comes with practice and really surrendering that, okay, if this is what you want, you can make it happen. I mean, other people make it happen, so why can't you? So apply or model this blueprint that Doreen just shared with us to accomplish that dream, to accomplish the goal that you want. If having a business so that you can travel, or having a portable business so you can travel abroad, you can live abroad, just like what Doreen does, resonates with you or would love to do, that you would love to do, follow this. The steps that she shared with us, model it. And these are very actionable steps that I would do myself if I got started today. So that's great tips and takeaways that you can do today. So really, and I'll make sure to have this on the show notes as well, but really I want you to reflect on all of these steps that Doreen just shared with us. And do a soul searching for yourself, apply it, model it, and see. I'd love for you to share with us what results you get. Share with our community as well at Today's Leading Women so that they can be inspired by your story as well. So thank you for sharing this, Doreen. Now, I know you have lots of things interesting coming up for your business. I'd love for you to share with our listeners, especially expand on the freebie that you're giving us and also what's next for your business. I'd love for you to share, you know, a program that you have that would benefit our audience. Who is it for? What do they get with it? And what results they'll expect? And of course, where can they learn more about it?
Okay, I'd be happy to. Thank you for the request. Right now, we have a new webinar called Rock Your Reentry. And this webinar is primarily designed to support men and women, but anyone who has lived overseas or has done some traveling and is relocating back to their native country. So Rock Your Reentry can also help when you're moving abroad. So if your goal and your dream is to pack up your business or pack up your life and move, all the strategies and all of the tools that are in there are the same tools that you need to come back home, to go or to come back home, because we naturally have adventurous souls and we want to keep those adventurous souls moving forward in the direction of our visions, right? Mm-hmm. I am going to offer to everyone on the call today something called the Expat Entrepreneurial Dream Builders Kit. And the Expat Entrepreneurial Dream Builders Kit is really a sanity kit. It's for helping women who are traveling around the world. There are some quotations in there, there are some practices in there, but if you will dig deep into that kit, you'll find that there are some things that you can employ daily that will make big, big, big changes in your lives. So we actually offer through our Rock Your Reentry program a six-month coaching program called The Voyager. And The Voyager is a system. It's a systematic program that we lead you through all of the steps in order to re-enter a new location, a new environment. Perhaps you're handling a new language, different foods, and you feel all tossed up in the air, dealing with loss of friends, loss of place, perhaps overwhelm because there's so many logistics when you're moving. I really love to help people who are moving or have moved recently to become settled, engage their adventurous spirit in order to create the next iteration of their lives.
Love it. So that's Rock Your Reentry webinar. Really encourage you to check on this. And as I've mentioned earlier, it will be available on the show notes. But in the meantime, how you can avail of this is by joining the free Facebook group, Expat Dream Builders, where Doreen is offering. It's a free to sign up, but you have to join the group for free and get this freebie that she's offering us. And also that way you can be notified when this Rock Your Reentry webinar is happening. The Expert Entrepreneurial Dream Builders kit, that's part of what she's offering also, and you can get that by joining the group or checking on the show notes for the exact link. Love what you said about it's your sanity kit. Yes, we all need that. I love that. And as a traveler myself, I'm sure I will benefit from this as well. So I really encourage you, whether you are re-entering the workforce, you are traveling abroad, or you want to move to another country, this is something that will help you really navigate how it is to build a business and while moving or coming back to your country. I mean, coming from the Philippines, moving to the US, and now living both in the US and Norway, I can definitely could have used some of your help to keep my sanity while I was doing all of this. So now that Doreen has this, that is like your shortcut tool to being able to do this in a way that that would be less stressful, because it was stressful for me. And if there's somebody, an expert like Doreen, that can help you at least lessen that stress, and helping you, guiding you, it's really giving you that navigation system to navigate the world wherever it is you're moving or if you're coming back. This would certainly makes it even worth it. So encourage you to sign up, join the group on Facebook. It's called Expat Dream Builders. Check on the show notes as well. The link is going to be there. Really watch out for this webinar that's coming. It's called Rock Your Reentry Webinar. In the meantime, request to join the Facebook group. That's the only way you can get that freebie, the Expat Entrepreneurial Dream Builders list. Or toolkit, the expert toolkit. That's the only way you can get it right now. So if you go to Facebook now, type in Expert Dream Builders, ask to join the group, you'll be able to avail or to get this or to access this freebie. All right, again, that's Expert Dream Builders on Facebook. Doreen, thank you so much for being on the show. I really love your story. I'm sure our listeners were inspired by your story. You've shared so much for us, and I'm really thankful for you for doing that. And not only for your generous, for being so generous in sharing your time, but your expertise. Really, really thankful. So thank you. I appreciate you, and I wish you more success in your business and in your life.
Thank you so much, Marie. It's been my privilege to be here, and I'd like to just wish everyone a wonderful life. And life is portable. You can take it anywhere as long as you're willing to live it well.
Are you a podcaster or would-be podcaster? Want to know how to shortcut the publishing process and reduce the gazillion steps you have to do before you can actually publish your episode? I'm talking about tagging, then uploading to your hosting provider, then writing your show notes, all using several different software. What if there was a way to do everything in one place? Well, there is. Introducing PrestoPod. PrestoPod is a content management system that helps me plan, organize, and publish every episode in minutes. Here's how I use PrestoPod. After Auphonic spits out the MP3 file of my interviews, I log into my PrestoPod account, select my MP3 file, and hit publish. PrestoPod adds ID3 tags and pushes everything to Libsyn and WordPress in minutes. That's it. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how easy it is to publish your podcast by going to www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod. Again, that's www.mariegraceberg.com/prestopod.
Inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.